In this video, we will talk about raising the next generation of Christian leaders. Every church must ask a serious question: who will carry the faith forward after us? That question is not meant to create fear. It is meant to awaken responsibility. The church is always one generation away from needing new leaders, pastors age, elders age, volunteers move, families change, communities shift, ministry needs grow. If a church does not intentionally raise up new leaders, it eventually becomes dependent on a shrinking group of people. But when a church begins training the next generation, hope rises. Young people need more than entertainment. They need calling. They need more than activities. They need formation. They need more than vague encouragement. They need pathways. They need someone to say, God can use your life. You can grow in Scripture. You can serve the church. You can become a Christian leader. You can be trained. You can make a difference. Christian Leaders Institute can help churches give young adults and emerging leaders a pathway. They can begin with accessible courses. They can explore ministry calling. They can grow in Bible knowledge. They can learn leadership, communication, discipleship, theology, evangelism, chaplaincy, coaching, officiant ministry, or church planting. Some may pursue degree pathways. Some may pursue ordination. Some may simply become stronger disciples and better servants. All of these outcomes matter. The Apostle Paul encouraged Timothy as a young leader. In 1 Timothy 4:12, he wrote, "Let no one despise your youth, but be an example to those who believe in word, in your way of life, in love, in spirit, in faith, and in purity." Paul did not dismiss Timothy because he was young. He called him to become an example that is still needed today. Churches should not wait until young adults are fully formed before inviting them into growth. Formation happens through invitation, training, mentoring, and service. A church can begin simply identify younger believers who show faithfulness, curiosity, compassion, leadership, teachability, or spiritual hunger. Invite them into a first course. Pair them with a mentor. Connect their learning to service. Ask them what God is stirring in their hearts. Give them small responsibilities. Celebrate their growth. Pray over their future. This does not mean rushing them into leadership before they are ready. Young leaders need time. They need correction. They need humility. They need biblical grounding. They need older believers who walk with them. But they also need opportunity. A next generation leadership culture includes both encouragement and accountability. It says, "We believe God may be calling you." And it also says, "We will walk with you as you grow." That combination is powerful. Churches can also involve parents and families. When a homeschool student or young adult begins CLI training, parents and church leaders can pray together, discuss goals, and help the student develop a wise rhythm of study and service. This is not just about education. It is about legacy. Psalm 78 speaks of telling the next generation the praises of Yahweh, His strength, and His wonderful works. That is the church's calling. We pass on the faith. We train leaders. We tell the story. We invite the next generation into the mission. A church that raises young leaders is investing in the future of the gospel. And that future may begin with one young person, one invitation, one course, one mentor, and one faithful step.